Good afternoon. Thank you for calling our Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, hi. This is Roger Sexton. How you doing?
Hi, Roger. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you today?
Doing all right. What can I help you with today, Roger?
Well, the gentleman's that set up my service were outstanding, but unfortunately, it was installed 2 hours ago, and now I have no Wi-Fi or internet service.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me go ahead and take a look at that for you.
Sure. Thanks. Do you need my account number?
No, but I will need you to verify your service address, please, if possible.
Sure. Are you ready for that?
Yes, absolutely.
87 Red Maple Road, Sorbitas, New York, 12477.
Perfect. And the best phone number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
845-681-9625.
Perfect. Now let me go ahead and take a look and do some troubleshooting with you, if that's okay.
Sure.
Oops, I mistyped. There we go. Yeah, so I do see that your router is currently offline. Let me go ahead and take a look at your modem real quick.
Yeah, because, we tried it. Worked, everything working really well and super fast, but then suddenly nothing. Everything got disconnected.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not able to see the modem because it does take about a day or so for it to register into our system since install, which can be a little unsettling, but that's okay. We will definitely go ahead and get somebody out to you and get them to fix it. Let's go ahead and take a look. Now, would you be okay with an appointment for tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon if possible?
What time do you got tomorrow?
Well, let's take a look.
Because I work until 7 on the ambulance, and sometimes I don't get home until later, and I do require some sleep after that.
Of course. Wait, 7 in the morning or 7 at night?
No, 7 in the morning I get done. Sometimes okay. I don't get home until about an hour or two after that.
Well, we do have an 8 a.m. available.
Yeah, I can't take that one. Do you have something later?
I do have a 10 a.m. or a 3 p.m.
Can I shoot for the 10 a.m., please?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let me go ahead and get you in for 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and open up a trouble ticket for you. And I will go ahead and get that updated and scheduled.
Great, thank you.
Oh, of course, anytime. And we're going to do Socrates. And now the phone number is the best way to reach you?
That is.
Okay, perfect. Install was done today?
Yes.
If I could type properly. And then approximately when did it go out? I mean, I might be able to find that anyways. It looks like...
like maybe around 5?
5 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look.
I mean, literally just installed by like 3:30.
Yeah, I see that it came online at about 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
I do see at 5, we still had some download, and then it stopped at about 5:30 or so. Let me just go ahead and take a look at that timeline. Because 5:30 was still connected, so it must have just gone out not too long ago. Okay. So it's showing at about a 5:15. Between 5:15 and 5:30, it went out.
Okay.
All right, so I put installed on today around 5:15 to 5:30 p.m. The internet went down, and that I checked the back systems, and that your modem is not in the system yet. Yeah, we don't typically have this kind of an issue on the day of install. So I'm wondering if maybe something happened somewhere between the house and the network at the street. So that's why I'm going to get a tech out there. We will definitely have the appointment for 10 a.m. tomorrow. That way they can go ahead and do everything that they need to do. Check the modem, make sure that that's okay, and check the network at the street to make sure that there is good light levels. Because again, sometimes if even a cable gets bent, then that can definitely affect your service, unfortunately.
Sure.
Because fiber, the way that fiber works, I don't know if you know this, but fiber works with light pulses.
Okay.
So if there are any bends, then at that point the light can't get through, and then that creates the issue. So we'll definitely have the tech check all the
sure.
areas and all the cables to make sure everything is all set.
Okay.
But otherwise, I have you scheduled for tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., and that should be all set.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you are so very welcome. Also, have you tried rebooting the modem?
I did, yes, but okay. It came back. But nothing happened after that. It's still still blinking green. And the
okay, so blinking green would be on the router.
So that's still got the in and out green, and then the other box is it's got a blinking yellow, a red, and a yellow, or something like that. So
okay.
Yeah.
One blinking yellow.
One blinking yellow. The middle is a red, and the far one is just green. It looks like. Yep.
Okay, solid green, right?
Yes.
And then the middle one is. Is it solid red?
Yep.
Okay. That way, that will also help them determine whether it's the modem or if it's the connection at the street as well.
Okay.
Typically, when they're all red, typically that means it's the connection at the street. It could just be something with the cable or something happening with the modem.
Okay.
So we'll definitely get a tech out there tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. That way they have all the information that they need, and it will also help them determine what needs to be done before the appointment.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, perfect. Now, the blinking yellow is the one on the left, or is it on the one on the right?
As I'm looking at it now, it's the one to the right.
Okay.
Yep.
And then the middle is the solid red, and then the left one is green.
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I've got you in for 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, and we will definitely see you there. Did you have any other questions for me today?
No, that was it. Thank you.
All right, perfect. Well, in that case, Roger, I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber, and we'll see you in the morning.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.